From NPR News in Washington, I'm Pam Coulter. Snow is falling in the nation's capital, where hundreds of plows and salt trucks are mobilized to deal with the blizzard that's already causing travel problems on the East Coast. Tow trucks have answered hundreds of calls in Raleigh, North Carolina. David Benson, owner of a Raleigh coffee shop, is already looking at the long-term implications of the snow.
In December, it's pretty unusual. I guess it happens every 4 or 5 years. And there'll be a lot of babies next year, that's for sure.
Forecasters say motorists will find the driving treacherous from South Carolina through southern New England. Air travelers are scrambling to make other plans in the face of hundreds of flight delays and cancellations. Pope Benedict is denouncing the Christmas Day attacks on Christian churches in Nigeria and the Philippines as absurd violence. NPR's Sylvia Pajoli reports the Pope also cited yesterday's suicide bombing that killed 45 people in Pakistan.
Speaking from his window overlooking St. Peter's Square, the Pope told pilgrims and tourists he was saddened by the attacks on churches as well as the suicide attack in Pakistan. "I want once more to repeat an appeal to abandon the path of hate," the Pope said, "and seek instead peaceful solutions to conflicts." A bomb exploded during Christmas Day Mass at a chapel inside a police camp in southern Philippines, wounding a priest and 10 faithful. In northern Nigeria, 6 people died in attacks by Muslim militants on 2 churches. In a peace message issued earlier this month, Benedict said Christians are the most persecuted religious group in the world today, and that it is unacceptable that in some places they have to risk their lives to practice their faith. Sylvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.
Thousands of people gathered in Istanbul today for the return of the Turkish ship that lost 9 crew members when it was boarded by Israeli commandos in May. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports anti-Israel sentiment was running high.
The large crowd shouted its respects as the names of the 8 Turks and 1 Turkish American killed aboard the aid ship Mavi Marmara were read out. But the most popular chant today was "Israel be damned," a sign that recent efforts to repair Turkish-Israeli relations have some ways to go. Turkey's foreign minister said yesterday that Ankara wants improved ties with Israel, but Turkey is still demanding an apology from Israel and compensation for the families of the slain activists. Israel says its commandos were attacked by armed men aboard the ship and has refused to apologize. The Mavi Marmara's original destination, the Gaza Strip, remains under Israeli blockade, although overland restrictions have been eased recently. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Istanbul.
8 Americans are dead and 21 were injured when their tour bus hit a parked truck in southern Egypt early this morning. From Washington, this is NPR. Looks like the Obama team will stay in place in the new year. White House spokesman Robert Gibbs told CNN State of the Union he doesn't expect any major changes in the president's cabinet. He does expect President Obama to name a replacement for departing economic advisor Larry Summers a week or two after the new Congress convenes. Summers is heading back to Harvard. The Christmas weekend snowstorm may be making retailers in the Mid-Atlantic a little nervous about bargain hunters showing up. NPR's Carol Van Dam reports, though, retailers are pleased with their numbers this season.
Americans spent more than expected on family and friends this holiday season. They even bought luxury items for themselves, something that was not happening last year, according to the National Retail Federation. This year, the Federation predicts consumers will spend $451.5 billion. That's up 3.3% over last year. That would mark the biggest increase since 2006 and the largest total since 2007. Retailers are hoping shoppers will be out in force after Christmas to cash in their holiday gift cards and look for big markdowns, boosting overall holiday sales for the year. Even though spending is stronger, the economy has not improved all that much compared to last year. Unemployment is stuck at 9.8% and credit remains tight. But recent economic reports show employers are laying off fewer workers and businesses are spending more. Carol Van Dam, NPR News, Washington.
Playboy founder Hugh Hefner bought a ring for Christmas, and he proposed to his girlfriend, playmate Crystal Harris. This will be the 3rd marriage for the 84-year-old Hefner. He divorced playmate Kimberly Conrad last year. I'm Pam Coulter, NPR News in Washington.